assisting today in the National Farmers Union booth with Rob LaRue. He's the president. Talk a little bit about what the National Farmers Union does.
Well, obviously we represent independent ranchers and farmers across the country. In Oklahoma, we have American Farmers and Ranchers, who is also Oklahoma Farmers Union members. And really the big issues that we're facing right now and that we're working on is bringing some fairness and competition back to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of energy and a lot of work done on the cattle markets right now. And that's just emblematic of the challenges that farmers and ranchers are facing in this issue across the board. So whether you're a row crop guy or a livestock producer, the basic market challenges out there are really putting pressures on the farm margins. And ultimately, on the other end, we know that consumers are worried about the cost of their food and it going up. There's money in that marketplace, and it's going somewhere. And so what we're trying to do is raise a lot of concern about the issue, talking about the issue, making sure that there's a lot of education around competition in agriculture so that we can get some real and meaningful change out there.
Now, I know that the Grassley-Fisher bill has been a hot topic for lots of people. Talk about what is your take on that?
You know, Farmers Union is supporting this effort for a number of reasons, but probably just generally because we see this as a good compromise position. It restores some of the transparency back in the cattle markets like we've been trying to push for a long time. And there will continue to be some work and improvement on the bill, I have no doubt, kind of going forward. But now you have not only these kind of different forces in the Senate who have been working on this issue coming together, you also have a companion bill in the House. It's bipartisan, something we do not hear enough about in Washington. So it gives us some hope. Certainly there is still some disagreement, I think, among the cattle community and so forth. But the positive note here is that there is momentum for change. And folks recognize that these markets have been really damaging for a long time. We have bigger issues that we're going to have to face in the cattle space, and that is, you know, the fact that we have such extreme consolidation there, that it's not just about making sure that we have a marketplace that's functioning, that we're getting good market signals out there, but that we also bring some more resilience and local and regional processing out there. So hopefully this combination of forces will kind of improve situation for the cattle markets going into the future here. But again, this is one side of it. We're continuing to work on the rest of agriculture where these same forces are at play.
Well, as we get in towards the end of the year, we're about to wrap things up. What are some things that you guys are looking at going forward?
Well, again, there will be a lot of focus within Farmers Union on this issue of competition. We have a campaign going on right now called Fairness for Farmers. Folks can find out more about that at nfu.org. But this is really, whether you are an independent rancher out there or a row crop guy, it is really just trying to get folks to share their stories, because everybody has a story about whether it's escalating fertilizer costs because of monopolies in the market, fewer choices for seed and chemicals, the fact that they can't repair the tractors in some cases. All of these issues have a huge impact, not only on their margins each year and whether or not they can get a crop in the ground or they can get a beef crop. The other piece of this is the fact that as they look forward to taking that farmer ranch onto the next generation, are they even going to be able to do that? And so competition is a big issue for all of our members. Fairness for Farmers will be our big focus for the next several months.
So Fairness for Farmers, and you mentioned farmers telling their story. How do local producers get involved?
Yeah, it's really, in Oklahoma, certainly reach out to AFR there, because they are deeply involved in this. They have been very successful, I would argue, in really highlighting, particularly in the cattle market, the effects that this have on independent ranchers there in Oklahoma. And folks need to get involved, need to reach out, check out the website again, either at nfu.org or the AFR website to learn more, because we want folks to connect. There will be a convention coming up after the beginning of the year. If you're not a member of any of these organizations, whether it's Farmers Union, AFR, or others, you need to get involved. Folks sometimes think, like, well, my story is not unique. It absolutely is. And everybody is facing these same pressures. So we need to get those voices lifted, and we need to get that in front of policymakers so that we can actually get that real and meaningful change that we're seeking.
Well, because it's also, you guys can't advocate for farmers if you don't know the issues that they're facing.
No doubt. And, you know, I will actually just share one little story about a farmer in Oklahoma who participated in our kind of virtual fly-in. And sometimes folks who are new to this, where they will be speaking to either their senator or their congressman, they don't know what to say. They don't know. They're a little bit nervous about this. He was actually in his tractor working the fields the day that this was going on, you know, set up his phone, was coming there from, and just told the story about, you know, when he was getting started in agriculture, all the financial pressures, his buddies that didn't make it in there. And not only telling that story, but having the backdrop of him working the fields at that point was so incredibly powerful to that member of Congress that, you know, I don't care how many ag lobbyists there might be out there, it never replaces the stories of family farmers and ranchers themselves.
And I know that you mentioned succession farming. That's a big topic right now, because if you don't know the stories, it's hard to tell the next generation the stories, and it's hard to get people excited about moving back to the farm.
No doubt about it. There are a number of issues around that, and we need to make sure that, again, as you just point out, that there's a lot of education about that, but then also making sure that we're creating an environment where farmers actually have a fair shake in this marketplace, because it's not just about making sure that you have the tax and the estate planning provisions in place to make that happen, but you also have to make some sort of profit.
Sure.
In order to have a business to actually pass along. So really, that's why we're doing a lot of focus right now on this competition, because whether it's the cattle markets and beef, where you have those four processors controlling over 85%, whether it's, you know, in some of the fertilizer markets, you have complete monopoly. These are forces that are really something that farmers individually cannot fight themselves. We have to work together.
Rob, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.